Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. I cannot complain. Another week, let's do this review thing. And if you've just joined us and it's your first time, welcome. You've got another 162 episodes to check out. So, hey, you got your work cut out for you. But if you're back again, thank you for always supporting the African Album Review Podcast. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Where are we taking it to today? South Africa.
The latest African Album Review is...
Remember when Sanaa musician crushed everybody with the mammoth Agana Mali with Something Soweto? I mean, how could anybody forget? That was one of the hardest debuts into the music industry I've ever seen, no cap. Of course, he had other work prior to that, but that was part of his debut album and it was crazy. He's come through with his third studio album, which is called African Electronic Dance Music, and well, let's go, it's review time. African Electronic Dance Music was self-released October 29th, 2021 under EL World Music, which is his own label. It has 11 tracks, 7 features, and 1 hour 3 minutes of runtime. African Electronic Dance Music graces your ears with the soul-gripping talents of Yamisava's voice on the opener, Zubinam. There is a feel-good element once the beat really kicks in, and I dare you not to move to it. It ends with a voice saying, "We've got something between us and nothing can change that." And I suspect this is all about a romantic connection or attraction of some sort. The music does tell the story though. Like I said, feel good. One of the most pleasant surprises on the album is Sanaa musician teaming up with Eswatini's Boloja, who's racking up quite a reputation for being a go-to for something authentic and unique. He's got so many collabs under his belt, it's crazy. You will not hear anyone else like him, and boy does he sound good on a dance record. But this also speaks to Sanaa musician's ability to model his sound around the strengths of the musician without losing what makes him a standout producer. Amateke was a joy to listen to in that regard because the two are a match made in heaven. The other song on the album that they did together is Esbayeni. The big one so far from African Electronic Dance Music is the lead single Higher that Sanaa musician did together with the talents of Simi. It's been out a couple of months, probably since September. Yeah, I think September this year. And the two, of course, are not strangers to making music or hits together with, Ndaba Ezigude. It was the big one from a couple of years back, and I think even on YouTube, it was like 10 million views or something. Simi's neo-soul style is perfect for the dance vibes that Sanaa brings, and Simi sings Higher and Higher, Ain't Nothing Stopping Us, because we're on our way up, which is true for the both of them, honestly. If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. I'm ready to get up and chase those dreams right now. And Simi's voice can serenade you on any day, and you will find a place of tranquility as a result. That's a guarantee. Simi and Sanaa musician, they make bangers, nothing else. Some cool little things I noticed include the longest song being a cool 8 minutes 13 seconds, which is the song I just told you about, Higher, with Simi. While the shortest was 4 minutes 19 seconds. That's an interesting variation. Sanaa musician got 3 of the most talented women in the SA music industry to feature on this album, and that's Emi Faku, Simi and Saki. All 3 of them are on amazing trajectories in their musical careers at the moment, considering Saki and Emi are on some of the biggest amapiano songs around, and their own singles are doing amazing, while Simi has done great work to stand on her own, especially, you know, after featuring on someone else's album and making this huge hit. But she's dropping her own hits and has become a household name. What more can you ask for? Sano Musician is technically one of the most gifted producers around, and also not taking away anything from his songwriting, because he's great there as well. His Afro House type of sound is something I've become accustomed to, but it's really his own sound. You're not going to hear anybody else that does what he does, and it makes him special in the game. I did mention Agana Mali from, I don't know how many years ago, that was 3, 4, and even right now when you listen to it, you're like, yeah, this is it. And basically you get the same sort of feeling with a lot of songs on this album, because they're so unique and so different without trying to step away from that Africanness, if I should call it that. I found African electronic dance music to be an intriguing work of art. It tells a story for me about where Sano Musician is exactly in his career. It is his third album, but there's almost an effortless hit making about it all. It's an intangible attribute, but it's there. I felt some sort of comfort throughout the album as I was listening. I don't think you always get a viral hit type of song from such an album, or from a Sano Musician like what he did with the first album, because generally if you look at African electronic dance music, most of the songs are so equally yoked. There's a lot of symmetry in what you get with them, and people can tend to take that for granted as listeners. This makes the album extremely good to listen to in that regard. The journey was something I could feel from start to finish, and it also helped actually that the project is only an hour long, whereas many dance albums tend to be much longer, probably twice that. And while I appreciate music that goes on and on and on, I like it when I don't have to be fatigued to get to the end. That's just me though. But on African electronic dance music, that was a bonus for me, having it only being an hour long. I'd say hands down, my favorite song on the album was Josie Maboneng, which had this dark synth melody. It absolutely tickled my fancy from the get-go. I loved it. That being said, the entire project was almost seamless. The outlier in the sequencing was Esbayeni. It's just very different to pretty much the rest of the album. And it's still a good song in its own regard, but that might be the one that I take out personally. But, you know, personal taste. You know what? Just listen to this album. Sano Musician has done great things, and he's showing exactly where he's at and giving us fire music while at it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota Sano Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.